Hello and welcome to the Ukulele Go podcast. Featuring articles from the ukulelego.com website. How to sing and play ukulele at the same time. Once you've gotten a few chords under your belt and have started to get to grips with strumming your ukulele, one of the next things you'll probably want to do is learn to sing and play ukulele at the same time. The good news is, it's not that difficult. All it takes is a little practice. Start with a song that you know. It sounds obvious, but you'll find it a hell of a lot easier if you start trying to learn this technique with a song that you know inside out. Pick a song that you know by heart, as you're going to need that knowledge to help you through. Here's a method that I use when I'm learning to sing and play a song for the first time. I don't always need to go through all of the steps. The more I practice, the more natural it becomes. Sometimes I can jump straight in at step 4. Other times it's more difficult. It really depends on the song. Step 1, listen carefully. You may know the song really, really well, but listen to it again and then do it again and again. Really get the song drilled into your brain. What we're listening for here is the chord changes. I would highly recommend that what you do is write the lyrics out for the song on a piece of paper. Then as you're listening, make a note where the chords change as you're listening to the song. You don't have to note the exact chords, it doesn't matter. What we need to know is exactly where they change. Which lyric do the chord changes fall on? That's going to be super useful for you. Step 2. Simplify the song. We're going to start with simplifying the strumming pattern. And when I say simplify, I really mean it. To begin with, the method I always use is to only play a single down strum per bar. If the chord changes from one bar to the next, then great. If it doesn't, just play another down strum of the same chord on the next bar. And what this is going to do is this is going to free up our brain from thinking about all those chord changes and that strumming pattern and so on. And it's going to allow us to focus on those lyrics. Step 3 is to take our simplified version of the song and try and sing along with it. This shouldn't be too difficult because all we really need to do is work out which lyric you need for each down strum. This will really help you get to grips with the structure of the song, and it will provide a solid start point for you to move on from. So taking the example of Stand By Me by Benny King, in C, the first two chords would be C and A minor. My simplified version, I only need to play one down strum of each of those chords. I just need to get it on the right lyric. So the first bar, When the Night Has Come, the strum falls roughly on the word night. I'm not going to sing it, I'm going to say it, because I'm not a great singer. So as I say the lyric, I'm going to strum down my C chord. When the night has come. Not too difficult. And the next one is the line, And the land is dark. And my A minor chord falls on the word land. And the land is dark. That is really not that difficult. That's all we're going to try and do in our simplified version. Once you can sing through your song, playing a single down strum per bar, we can move to step 4. Step 4, increase the strums. Now that you can sing along and play through your song of a single down strum per bar, we're going to try and add a second down strum per bar so that you're strumming on beats 1 and 3. This is assuming that you're playing a song in 4-4 timing, by the way. Once you've got that one covered, we can then increase to 4 down strums per bar. So in my example of Stand By Me, I would just be playing 4 down strums on the C chord before moving to 4 down strums on the A minor chord. That won't be too difficult to sing over, especially if you did the step before and you managed to get through the single down strum version. Step 5, up strums. It's time to throw in a few up strums. And typically, this is where you're most likely to start having a little bit of difficulty in this. The up strum can really throw your timing out. So again, we'll be going really simple with this to begin with. We're going to add a single up strum after your fourth down strum, which means you'll be playing a strumming pattern like this. Go really slowly to begin with. You don't need to do this fast. You only need to be consistent. Once you've completed step 5, we're on our final step, step 6. More up strums. If you've gotten this far, there's no turning back. You've successfully managed to sing through the song of your choice with a strum pattern that involves both up and down strums. All you need to do now is tweak the strumming pattern to work with the song. That said, quite often when I'm singing and playing, I use a more simplified pattern than when I'm just playing alone, and this is really to make it a little bit easier on myself. You don't always need the most complex strumming pattern in the world to sing over the top of. Quite often I will play down, down, up, up, down, up when I'm singing over a song. It's a pattern I think works really well for a lot of songs, and I'm very comfortable singing over the top of that. That's it. If you've got through those steps, and it will take a while, you won't necessarily manage to do that in one session, but it really won't take you long. As a guitar player, I could never sing and play at the same time. As a uke player, I committed to trying to learn to do it. And it really didn't take me long, probably a week to a couple of weeks, and I had it down. If you're still struggling, go through the steps that I detailed before very slowly. Don't be tempted to skip through them, because each one prepares you for the next step. No need to rush, take your own time on this, and just make sure that you're progressing. It does take time to learn, but do stick with it. Once you've got it, it stays in, and it's a great skill to have. I don't have a great singing voice, but I'm really pleased and really happy that I went through the process of learning how to sing and play at the same time. That is it for this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon with another podcast episode. If you do like this podcast, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. It would really help me out, and I would be eternally grateful.